The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here with Ollie Pimlott to look ahead to the best of Wednesday's action. And what a Wednesday we've got in store as well. Action at Newmarket, the start of the Craven meeting. We've got jumping at Cheltenham, a decent card at Beverley as well. Evening action at Kempton and action of the Irish Sea as well at Leopardstown and Limerick to look forward to. Really, really good day. Something for everybody, Mr. Pimlott.
Yeah, we've got a great day of action. We've got the fillies, of course, the main event today. But we've got a really good £100,000 sprint, Tattle's Million 3-year-old sprint. We've got some interesting horses in that one, lightly raced. And, of course, we've got the Nelgwyn a little bit later. So, yeah, there's a bit for everyone, Alex.
Yeah, the four feature races, if you like. We're going to get to them in just a moment. It's a strange sort of week, this, though, isn't it? Because you've got Cheltenham sort of clinging on to the end of the jump season. But this, for many, is the start of the flat season, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if the Racing for Change count it as the start of the flat season, but certainly
that's very true, yeah.
Other people do. So yeah, I think we've got the Lincoln out of the way, and now the big boys are starting to bring out the decent horses, and we've got a few. Well, a lot of the horses actually entered this week are in the likes of the 1,000 and 2,000 guineas, and we've got Derby and Oaks contenders in there as well. So a lot of the better bred horses, a lot of the decent 3-year-old maidens are coming out, and yeah, it's going to be a really interesting week at Newmarket.
It does seem strange so quickly after the National, but there you go. We'll start with the 2:55. It is the Tattersall's Millionth three. Tattersall's Millions, even, 3-year-old sprint, easy for me to say. 6 furlongs the trip for this one, 9 runners going to post. We'll start with the top rated here, Ollie, who is the Warrior for Aidan O'Brien, and Ryan Moore, a horse that was still a maiden until winning a big field maiden at the Curra at 11-4. Drifted quite a bit on that day, but nevertheless got it done in decent style. Probably brings just about the best form to the table here.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to go off your tissue favourite, certainly as we speak. We have him priced up as that. I don't think he needed to be his best to win 25-runner maiden, as you say, at the Curra last time. He beat Mulcair by 2.5 lengths. He was only an 85-rated horse. I thought he carried his head a shade awkwardly as well, but did stay on well to lead inside the final furlong and won readily in the end. He's bred to be a 3-year-old, as you say. He was a maiden as a 2-year-old, 4 starts. He was second and third on his first two, and then a little bit disappointing, 9th and 6th after that. He's a March the 29th foal, so you know he should improve from the step from 2 to 3. Ryan Moore takes a ride here, and on official figures, he is £5 clear of the likes of Bossy Guest for Mick Shannon, who's made a pretty quiet start to the season, and Ballymore Castle for Richard Fahey and James Doyle. So, yeah, he does set the standard. But I'd just be a little bit worried. It took him 5 starts to get off the mark. It wasn't the greatest of maidens at the Curra. But at least he's race fit. We've seen a lot of the Aidan O'Brien horses need the run recently. He is race fit, but at the tissue price of 7-4, I think he's certainly a little bit too short for me.
Okay. We've got the Warrior, who is officially rated 106. There's 3 other horses rated in the hundreds in Heartbreak Hero, Bossy Guest and Ballymore Castle. We touched on a few of those just then. Of course, they all come out of the same race at Newmarket behind Secret Brief towards the end of last season. You can almost not discount that race, but it was towards the end of what was a pretty hard season for all, well, 2 of the horses at least. They were kept pretty much on the go throughout. Does that have an effect on horses as a 3-year-old, if you like? If as a 2-year-old they've been raced a lot, we've got some of these arriving here who've, you know, will still be running green and won't know their job as of yet, and then you'll have some that are completely professional but maybe not open to as much improvement.
Yeah, I think if you look at pedigree, a lot of these are by Quick Stallions, Exceed and Excel. I think of the 9 runners we have, 3 of them are by an Exceed and Excel. We've got a couple by Invincible Spirit, Big Macintosh is by Bush Ranger. These are generally producing pretty quick 2-year-olds, so it will be interesting to see if they're trained on. I think that's why we have the Warrior as favourite, because he's got a bit of a pedigree which would suit training on from 2 to 3, and I think that's why he's priced up as he is. The one that interested me was Ballymore Castle. We saw Richard Fahey, he had a double at Redcar, admittedly at a lot lower level than this, on Monday. His horses are in excellent form, very eye-catching booking with James Doyle. And I think he brings near enough the best form into this race. I think he's a useful performer. He won at Chester, a maiden, by three-quarters length from London Life. He was fifth in that valuable sales race at Newmarket, which you mentioned. And he was only beaten a length and a half by the very useful Secret Brief later in the year. Acts on soft and good to firm ground. He's won on good to firm, which it's likely to be at Newmarket this week. And he responds generously to pressure. He's a real game animal. He's drawn one, which is perfect, right on the rail. So the one for me, I think the favourite is there to be took on. And Ballymore Castle, I think, should be around about the 7-8-1 mark. Would be the one each way. We've got the dead nine as we speak at the minute, so you've got your each way three. Okay. Ballymore Castle for me, well drawn, trainer in form, jockey who's riding out of his skin. He's a game performer on pedigree, should improve from 2 to 3. And I think you've got an Aidan O'Brien horse taking a lot of the value out of the market. So if I was looking at one each way here, I think I'd go with the top horse, Ballymore Castle.
It does seem a pretty sound each way about Ballymore Castle there. In the 2.55. The 3.30 is the next race that we'll look at. It's the European Free Handicap, a listed event over 7 furlongs. Just the 5 runners going to post for this one, Ollie. But we've got one standout performer, if you like, or the betting is likely to suggest that anyway, in Faydan for John Gosden and Paul Hannigan. Looks a really smart type, but he's coming up against other pretty nice performers here. And if he's as good as he's mooted to be, then he'll be winning this head in chess. But nevertheless, if he isn't, he's going to have to work pretty hard to get his head in front.
Yeah, he is. We have some real useful two-year-olds in here. Speaking about the two-year-olds in the Tattles Million three-year-old sprint, and Jungle Cat was that. I mean, he just kept bumping into good horses, Jungle Cat. And his maiden first time out, he of course has switched stables since, was with Mark Johnson last year. He bumped into the Wow Signal up at Air in his maiden, then he bumped into the Wild Signal again at Royal Ascot. He did win a decent race down at in York, second in the Gimcrack Stakes. He's only a nose behind Muharir. Won his maiden at Goodwood by 2 lengths comfortably, and he just kept bumping into decent horses. But he's joined an informed stable. I'm not sure Godolphin will improve him from Mark Johnson, but he's by Mike's Wildcat. He's got an American pedigree. So the ground should be perfect for him. His best form has come on top of the ground. And he's one for me that might be able to put it up to Faydan, but how much improvement he's got from 2 to 3, I'm not so sure. But as you mentioned, the strong favourite here is well clear on official ratings. He only had the one start. He was a very impressive winner of a 10-runner maiden at Haynock by 6 lengths from a subsequent Group 3 winner in Dutch Connection. Stormed clear. It was then reported in late August to have suffered a leg injury, and that was why we hadn't seen him since. But the Guineas has been the target ever since that maiden win at Haydock. If he's got any chance in the Guineas, you'd have to think he'd beat this field and beat it comfortably. So, yeah, massive improver potentially, Faydan. Very positive word from the connections prior to this, and you'd have to think he'd be pretty straight for his debut if he's going to go to the 2,000 Guineas in just a couple of weeks' time. So Faydan's going to be obviously the one to beat. If I was looking maybe for a forecast selection, probably look at Jungle Cat, but Glen Almond is another one who sets a pretty decent standard from his two-year-old form. He was fourth in the Gimcrack Stakes, where Jungle Cat was second, but Carl Burke's team is in good form. He might be another one to look at each way, but if Faydan produces that maiden run, which he did at Haydock, he's going to be very, very hard to beat.
Okay, so Faydan hard to get away from.
Yeah.
In the European Free Handicap, Jungle Cat to follow him home if you're playing the forecast. The 4.05 is next up, and it is the Nelgwyn Stakes, a filly's Group 3 over 7 furlongs. We've got 9 runners down to go to post as we speak, and the prices are like this as we record, which is at 1:30. On Tuesday, Beautiful Romance is your 4-1 market leader, then 5-1 for Lady Correspondent, Asyla and Terra, 6-1 for Marsh Hawk and Murakaba, 8 for New Providence, 14's Bonds Girl, and 25-1 for Astrel. Always a good race this, Ollie, but this looks an especially good renewal, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm very keen on Asyla in this one. For Richard Hannan and Frankie Dettori. She was a really good two-year-old, won the valuable event at Newmarket, the sales race there, beat Lacing by a length and a half, won a minor event at Doncaster prior to that, but a lot of the horses in behind have run really well at the first meeting at Doncaster. Geordie George, I think, finished fifth behind her. He was top weight in handicap at Doncaster at weekend and finished second, so all that sort of form is stacked up. She was very credible third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly Stakes at Santa Anita. She was only 5 lengths behind Lady Eli after a very long season. So the ground is going to prove no worries for her. She definitely stays a mile. She's half-sister to two Prix de Triomphe winners in Carnegie out of Detroit. They were both winners out of the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, so Trip should hold no bars for her, and she's bound to be fit. Richard Hannon's two-year-old's not quite hit the straps yet, but his older horses, he's had a couple of winners since the start of the season. So fitness should be no worry for her.
I think I'm right in saying as well that Sandiva, who won this last year, is also an Al-Shakab horse, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, sorry, I should say. So they'll be looking for a quick double in the race, and Dottori again taking the ride can only be a positive. As I said, though, it is a good race. What do you rate as the main dangers?
Well, Beautiful Romance, just don't know how good she is. Very, very similar to the previous race with Faidan. Only had the one start. Won a maiden at Doncaster by a line length from striding out. Looking at pedigree, you'd have to say she'll be suited by a stamina test. This is a 7 furlong contest. I think she'll be better over a mile. She is definitely open to improvement. She's entered in the Guineas. Sai Bin Saro and James Doyle, again, a partnership that can do no wrong at the minute. She is the potential improver. But I'm keen on the Sailor. She was a real smart two-year-old. She's bred to be a better three-year-old. The Hannon team have only started pretty slowly, but their older horses have been winning. And I think she's a decent bet against the favourite here, because certainly on official figures and on time form figures, she is clear.
Okay, fair enough. So a Sailor, the pick then, in the Nell Gwynn. The final race that we're going to look at is the 440 from Newmarket. The Field and Stakes, a listed contest over 1 mile and 1 furlong. Unfortunately, just the 7 runners going to post, which is a shame, because this race would have a nice each-way feel to it with one more. A few sort of angles you can go at here, Ollie, but the one that I'm going to start with is the recent run factor. We mentioned it in earlier races. And you've got Peacock and Festive Fair here, who are the only two runners with a recent run. I say recent, Festive Fair's was 56 days ago, but nevertheless, likely to be a lot fitter than the other rivals here. But do they bring the best form to the table? It's quite an intriguing race, this.
Yeah, I didn't think Peacock needed to be at his best to win it. It was only a 4-runner minor event at Kempton last time, 2¾ lengths from Azraf. And he did take a little bit of shaking up, Peacock. He did it pretty well in the end, but 2 or 3 out, he did not look like the winner. He does set the form standard, he's fit, and he is the form pick on official ratings, but I think he's worth taking on.
Okay.
The Hannon Hughes partnership. Golden Horn for me was definitely the most interesting. Again, very lightly raced, looked an exciting prospect when winning his maiden at Nottingham, the head from Storm the Seas. That was his only outing in 2014. Showed a real sharp turn of foot that day from a poor position. He didn't look the winner 2 out, but showed a real good turn of foot. How strong a Nottingham maiden, I'm not sure that is, but entered in the 2000 Guineas and the Dante. Comes from the Gosden stable, who clearly know what it takes to win this race. Frankie Dottori, who's going to ride a lot of John Gosden's this year, is jocked up. Potential massive improver for me, Golden Horn. I think he looks a pretty exciting prospect, and potentially the Guineas and then the Dante could be on his radar. So yeah, Golden Horn for me looks really exciting. By Cape Cross, who's produced a lot of Derby winners of late, and probably the most recent being Authorised. So Golden Horn, I thought looked exciting.
Okay, Golden Horn the pick then in the Field. And can you just sum up your picks in the 4 races at Newmarket on Wednesday, Mr. Pimlott?
Yeah, in the first race, the 2:55, the Tattersalls Millions 3-year-old sprint, I'm going to go each way Ballymore Castle for the inform Richard Fahey and James Doyle. In the 3:30, the CPS European 3 handicap race, I was very excited by Faidan for John Gosden and Paul Hannigan. 4:05, the Lanwardes stood Nell Gwynn Stakes, a Sailor, and for Richard Hannon and Frankie Dottori. And in the final race, we looked at the 4:40, the SSR Site Solutions Field and Stakes, Golden Horn, the selection, John Gosden and Frankie Dottori.
Okay, great stuff, Ollie. Best of luck with your picks on Wednesday, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.